Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake returns to the United States. International Superstar Zach D'Amico holding down the fort last week. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, man. Thanks. You look good.
Thank you.
You look good. Maybe it's because I'm wearing sunglasses.
It helps.
And I can see you less, technically. Is this seeing you less? Kind of, right?
I'm a little darker.
A little darker. Yeah, Sydney's also a little darker.
We have to unlock Sydney. Yeah,
help! Security! Help! Oh, it's just Sydney. I'm so sorry. I'm seeing you a little bit darker. Sydney, you are just on the line of what we allow at Gas Digital.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very nice of us. You guys know him from the Two Jack Bros podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Sydney Gant. Sid the Kid is back on the
happy
show.
Happy to be here. Shit, goodness gracious, I'm happy to be here.
What a fucking day. And,
hey, buddy.
And back by popular demand, you guys know him, you love him, from the great In Hot Water on Compound Media, my good friend, the lovely and talented Gino Bisconti's back on the show.
Hey, buddy. Hey. So, wearing my Ginzo headband. It looks insanely like a... That's a little better. There you go.
I like it, Gino. You're a headband guy now.
I am... By the way, they'll attest. I had just the hair out with no headband. my hair is fine. But right. It's what you said. I've become addicted. I have more headbands than probably women have shoes now.
Really? You're just into that look. That was your thing.
It's my thing now.
I get it. Hey, dude. Fucking
53-year-old with headbands.
Big J's got the fucking fingerless gloves.
Yeah. I'm a headband guy.
I've got the sunglasses, the yellow sunglasses usually.
But now you're amping it up a notch.
I had to amp it up a notch today because my Shalazian has grown.
I've never heard that word.
Shalazian. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a little different than a sty. It's a different, like, I guess, part of the tear duct or whatever it is, and it's not as easy to get rid of as a sty, but it has grown to a mighty size.
But every time you say the middle's lazy, I get a little nervous.
I know.
Nervous.
You're like, oh, well, is he lazy over here? That's why I had him on the show.
But he is chill, too, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
No, Sydney's the fucking...
I'm pretty shalazian.
We were hanging out before the show. He's a Philly boy, so we were bonding there.
Yeah, Sid the Kid's a man. You guys haven't met before.
No.
Oh, you guys are gonna love each other.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Sid the Kid's a secret Republican. He loves it. Gino loves a race trading black. He said he's racist, but as long as you are a race trader and you're sort of showing something.
Yeah. Look, I don't care if you're gay or normal, black or human. I don't care as long as you can trade on race.
What happened? He's on fire!
I like it. It's so dumb.
Race trading was like Pokemon card collecting in the 1700s.
Yeah, that's what Gino used to trade races.
he hit the ground running. I walked in and he thought I was in the military. And I go, no, but thank you for thinking that. And he goes, well, he has done service for countless VFWs throughout the country. I was like, inside, Zach.
We weren't even on the podcast.
Yeah, nope. We were just spitballing.
That's how you know it hurts.
Oh, I was dying. We're doing a little BP out there. I love it.
We have a lot to talk about today. We're back from our Jamaican vacation. I am going to be wearing sunglasses today. Maybe, hopefully it'll die down by the time we do Legion of Skanks tonight as well. We have a really, really big Legion of Skanks show. I'm fucking annoyed. But I'm going to the doctor directly after this to have it carved out of my face. Mm.
Really? So you go to the doctor and say, I had a bad reaction to cocaine.
Well, I didn't even tell him that much.
Right.
Tell him that much. Years ago I talked to a doctor about that.
My
body does not want me to do cocaine.
Yeah.
Every time I do cocaine, I get a sty, right? And I get really bad urinary incontinence when I do blow. Like, it feels like I got to pee. So I'm just sitting there, like, picking at my eye. I can't pee.
They're squeezing your cock, peeling your eye open.
Yeah, dude. It's a goddamn nightmare. It's not fun. And I also don't like the way
it
makes me
feel. Are you sure you're going to a doctor?
Am I sure this is cocaine? This is, I have issues. So, yeah, I will never do cocaine again. Not only because Kate Quigley's, no, I won't. I haven't done cocaine since the Kate Quigley OD.
I was saying that to Sydney. It's like, I used to love doing cocaine in college. You know, it's a fun drug, but the funnest part of cocaine, am I wrong?
Gino squats at an NYU dorm right now.
I park in front of one and sleep in the car. But when you are about to do that line or you put that bump of coke up to your nose, you're like, this is going to be great.
Oh, it's that 1 second before where you have to take a shit for no reason?
It is indeed. Yeah. But now you in that same moment, you're like, is this fentanyl? Is this?
I do think about that. And it's also, I'm just getting too old. Like, I just stopped enjoying it. Mm. This last, I'm given drugs very often. At Skankfest, I was given every drug. I had a whole fucking, you know, people give me drug sample packets where it'll be like 6 drugs in a bag. It's like, hey, take one of everything, right? And I had so much, and I was in possession of cocaine and Molly, and I just did not have the urge to do it.
Yeah.
It was like, number one, the high in cocaine stinks. I could be convinced to do Molly again, right? But the reason I didn't do Molly is because I need the next day. The come down is so fucking brutal for me. I literally don't have an entire half day to waste lying around on a couch or puking or feeling like shit. And I dread that way more than I want to be high. You know, so it's not a moral thing. It's not anything. It's like, is it because I'm old? Is it because
old, your body chemistry changes. Yeah. You might not make the serotonin back as fast.
Yeah, dude. It makes me like, it's a few times where I was like puking into my toilet the next morning. Cause I've done so much drugs. I need to get it out of my system.
This
the
is
next
the
day.
First time I've ever heard a comedian give negative press about cocaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Cocaine's it's
you
not,
hang out with younger comedians, I guess.
I don't even know why I did cocaine. I can't even explain. Like, I never
it was
really,
there.
No, I sought it out. I mean, I met a guy at 2 o'clock in the morning with $180. No, it wasn't there. It was there because I met him there.
Yeah, you made it there. Yeah.
No, it was, I don't know what I was chasing. I can't explain to you exactly what I was chasing. And then once I stopped doing coke like regularly, I've done it maybe a half dozen times, you know, maybe a couple more, maybe 8 to 10 times. But every time I'm like, I don't even fucking like this. I hate it. You never tried it?
Never tried
cocaine. Is it because you have a moral aversion to it?
No, I used to think that both coffee and cocaine lowered your testosterone.
Is that true? Look that up. Or you just made that up?
I made it up and believed it when I was a child.
It's not true.
An old wives' tale.
Yeah, because like with coffee and caffeine.
An old black wives' tale.
an old baby mama's tale.
Nice hustle.
Yeah. Oh, come here, baby. You can't do cocaine. It's going to take out all your testosterone.
Yeah, no, it was like
every nostrils too big. It keeps falling back down.
every dude that I knew that was like in the coffee or in the cocaine was like slightly effeminate when I was young. So it was just like, I'm not becoming gay.
Okay, that's another level of insecurity where you think cocaine will make you gay, so you didn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it, dude.
No, being out of cocaine will make you gay.
It says that caffeinated coffee increases total testosterone.
Wow.
I just learned that.
Yeah.
I just learned that.
Does cocaine increase your testosterone at all?
So I
bet you it would. Get all fucking pumped.
Same fucking
yeah, let's go. I feel like if you squeeze hard enough, you can increase your testosterone. I don't know how testosterone works, but I feel like you just do that.
Are you doing a male Kegel right now?
Are you squeezing your dick hole?
Are you tightening your asshole?
I'm currently doing a male Kegel.
Yeah. Me too. I'm doing them now too.
All right, I'm Kegeling.
Whatever.
Okay, do it on beat. Ready? Close, open. Close, open. Close, open. Everyone at home.
Can you hear mine? Mine's loud.
But you're supposed to hold them for longer periods. That's what it is. That's what I found. It's not doing a lot of them. Although I'm sure that doesn't... they say it's better to hold them as long as you can.
Do you have a male Kegel joke?
Nope.
Who has a male? There's somebody that I know has a. Maybe it was Figs. I think Figs is a male Kegel.
So it's not a joke then?
So it's just, it's rambling and noises. Rambling.
By the way, I love. I don't know what's going on with like the rumors, but we love what Figs is doing
Figs
here.
Figs is hilarious.
He's fucking insane.
And who does awesome. Male Kegels? Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. We would bust his balls on our show. He got kind of sensitive. And I don't mean in a ball, but he's like, he's here. He's really spreading his wings.
No, I mean,
buffalo
he's
wings.
He's a fucking man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He's a little fatty, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He, I fucking, it's so funny. Like, he just goes. Like, I brought him on the road and we were doing shows and he did great. Like, literally killed the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's like, I remember, like, when we first got to the hotel, it's such a funny little moment. Like, it's like a funny little moment where I'm like, oh, Fig's a psychopath. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but we get to the hotel. I get there before him. So I end up going over to Best Buy to grab a USB cable so I could play PlayStation because I forgot my cable.
Right.
And I came back. And I said something. I don't remember exactly what I said, but the first thing Fig says on stage when he goes on stage that night, he's like, "Dude, I got this one. Had to go to Best Buy to buy a USB cable." It's like that's my story. It's not even a funny story. He took the experience and made it his own, and it was just a little insight to like how crazy he was.
Yeah, it's like doing comedy with a yak back.
It's fucking nuts. I'm not saying he stole a joke. It wasn't even.
No.
It wasn't a funny thing that happened to me. I simply said that and then went on stage and he just fucking, like, it's like you pull a cord and he's just gotta go. And he just spit out the first thing that came to his mind, which was my morning.
It was the most recent thing that had happened to him.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Get a USB cord, take my kid to jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
You know, pinch out support, do my thing, running Gas Digital.
Got a Shalazi insist.
I gotta go to the doctor
this afternoon. Got a Shalazi. Gotta cut it out of my head.
Can't do coke anymore.
Oh, fucking shit, dude. It was so funny. Let's do our plugs real quick, and then let's get into the show. We had a lot to talk about today. I'm very happy to be back in town. I missed working last week. Look, Jamaica was great. And I want to get Shannon's perspective on Jamaica. I want to get Natalie's perspective on Jamaica. We have a lot to talk about on today's show, but let's get our plugs going and some more Crack Amico submissions as well. It's the last day we're taking Crack Amico submissions. So if you're watching live right now, you better get it in, realassofficial@gmail.com. Gino, what do you have to plug?
Yeah, In Hot Water Show, 4 days a week. Our Patreon is Gum Friday. Said it before, I'll say it again. If you're not subscribed to Gas Digital and Compound Media, what are you watching? What the fuck are you watching?
I'm subscribed.
Being a jerk off.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing on.
Yeah. Just check out Two Jack Bros. It's the only podcast that takes fucked up comedians through the process of enlightenment so that you can laugh your way to a higher consciousness. We also have a Patreon. Check that out. And this weekend, the 4th and 5th, I'll be in Indianapolis, Helium. Nice. And then next month, I'll be in Austin. What is it? Cap City, the 18th.
Sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sick. Down with the sickness. Zach. All right.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Catalyst Wrestling, and Bye Guys. And just advance warning, my new movie, Shakespeare Shitstorm, is going to be in Philly end of February and here in New York City beginning of April. I have official dates very soon.
Oh, I'm coming to that.
Couple things. Number one, subscribe to Gas Digital. Subscribe to fucking Gas Digital. We use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. That's the big thing that you're buying, right? You're talking about thousands of hours of content anywhere else on the internet. The entire Legion of Skanks library, Real Ass Podcast library. I just launched Yo MMA Rap with my brother Dave Smith, where we talk about MMA every single week in a hilarious way. Shout out to Dave, who's doing Rogan today. So we're going to do Yo MMA Rap tomorrow. Usually it's on Mondays at 6. But yeah, subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. If you keep the membership, it's only $8 a month. And that's great. And by the way, we're raising the prices like another 50 cents very soon. So do that now. Don't wait any more time. It's $9.50 a month without a promo code. It's $8 with, but I think we're raising it 50 cents. And if you guys subscribe, you guys aren't going to have your rate raised on you. You guys will be grandfathered into the rate.
I'm in. You can watch Berg's Base when it comes out live every Wednesday.
MMA Rap is my new favorite shit.
Yeah, it's dope, right?
Dude, it's so sick.
It's really good. Yeah. We're making waves, baby boy. It's really good. It's really fun. So subscribe, support that. Hold on. I'm looking for my live dates. Was it Emmaus, Pennsylvania?
Emmaus.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So, yeah, that was moved to later on. So, yeah, next month, February 19th, I will be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. And then also, which is not on the website, I got to get up there. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's a couple dates as well in February. No. Comics at Mohegan Sun. I apologize. That's got to be there. Uncle Vinny's is in March. Comics at Mohegan Sun as well next month. That's like the 25th, 26th. And then March, I'm at Uncle Vinny's. I'm at Governor's on Long Island. I'm at Brokerage on Long Island. And lots more dates coming up as well. Chicago, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California. Lots of stuff coming up all this summer and spring. So make sure you guys go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all of those shows. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been crushing on Twitch lately. And make sure you guys look out April 1st, Skankfest Vegas. Tickets general sale That will be happening on April 1st, 12 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.net. The pre-sale passes, before we've announced a single comedian, sold out in 3 minutes. To give you some perspective, Houston, our pre-sale was half the amount of tickets for pre-sale, and we sold out in 48 hours. So this was 3 minutes. Skankfest is going to sell out. The amount of people that were like, we didn't get the tickets, we're freaking out right now, it's going to sell out in minutes. Do not fuck around. You got to fucking go to skankfest.net, 12 p.m. Eastern on April 1st. That's my birthday, by the way. It's my birthday.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. And the lineup is coming together. We just started booking it out. It's going to be incredible. All of your favorites. It's going to be, you know, I don't even got to tell you. I don't got to promote it. I don't have to promote it because it's going to sell out in minutes.
You put the work what in, it takes matter? Care of itself.
Yeah. That, and it, right,
is that's he looking
it
at you or me? I honestly can't.
It was 5 years of putting in the work, and right, if you build it, they will come.
Yes.
And it took that long. For years, we had to promote it over and over and over again. Luckily for fans that listen to these shows, you're not going to have to hear us over-promote this because it will sell out, and what's the fucking point?
And I would even argue a lot of what we do at both of these networks is it's the same. It's like I was talking to Berg ages ago when we were like moving times within Hot Water, and I said, you have to realize something. Like, I used to listen to Stern before he was a piece of shit. And I used to listen to Colin Cowherd before he went so liberal I can't fucking stand it. But these are people that show up 3 hours earlier. They stay late. They have writers' meetings. But we've been doing this so long, being funny, interacting with people, that we just show up. And it's a genuinely organic, hilarious show. And like, and that's another thing where you put the work in, and now we just have to show up, you know?
I agree. And it's a lot of fun. You guys are all a part of it. So thank you guys for all the support. Let's move on to some fun stuff. Miss USA 2019 leaps to her death this weekend after writing an essay about the strain of turning 30 and the hate from trolls. First thing first, let's see this chick. I'll let you know if she should have been Miss USA to begin with. Okay, there we go.
She's, what did she just not know she could jump as high as she could?
She hit her head on the ceiling. She jumped to her death.
Yeah.
She smashed her forehead on her
She hit her head on the glass ceiling and plummeted to her death.
I thought they always landed on their feet.
That's cats. Yeah,
cats, not blacks.
No. So what was her deal? She said she was just, she couldn't take it anymore?
I don't know. So what was, can you read, Shannon, give me some of the, she's hot. I will say that, you know, no offense, I was expecting her to be white. I don't know why, when I think of Miss USA, I don't picture, Mr. USA, I don't picture Sid the Kid. And that's just the reality, Sid.
That's okay.
Fair. It's Miss USA. It's supposed to be
Mr. All you out of the car.
It's supposed to be all American. It's supposed to be, you know.
No, but I feel like that's been the move. The
Didn't
last
you remember when Miss Japan was black? I almost shit myself. That was wild. It happened.
Really?
They had a black Miss Japan.
She had survived the Godzilla attack.
Because Miss China would never be black from the videos that are coming out of that place.
Doggy, this fucking.
But hasn't that been a trend the last years? Like an Indian chick, or like it's always like
it's
something.
Just, come on, now.
Indian chicks are just brown white people.
I feel bad for hot white chicks. What are they to do?
OnlyFans. Do you even pay attention?
I'm just saying this bitch was out here.
Unfortunately, comedy.
That's true. OnlyFans.
They're doing all the hip hop dancing on Instagram right now.
This bitch was out here winning Miss USA, and she's black. I mean, God bless her. I'm not hating.
Is the arc? Not the arc of her falling off a building because that was straight down. But what is the arc of her career from Miss USA to sad Instagram to splat?
This is three years ago. She won Miss USA.
She was also like a correspondent on Extra. She was also doing that, and she's a lawyer.
She was crushing it.
She was doing civil rights work.
Really?
Can I say, if you're gonna kill yourself, like, you have to, whatever's written in that letter, you have to take with a grain of salt. Because everybody deals with a lot of the things that you're dealing with, and not for nothing, and this is, and I'm gonna make a serious point here. You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Who went to you? Yes,
thank
I'm
you
looking
very
directly
much.
At
thank you.
You
very much.
Gina, you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you. Go
you're
on.
A little past your prime, but you still got it, kid.
I just don't. Okay? I don't. Look at me.
You got this hot? Can you jump?
This is a beautiful woman.
You're an African goddess.
Nubian queen.
Well, African American goddess.
Gino does have nappy hair. I will say that.
I do. I'm Sicilian.
Doggy, she's a beautiful woman who wins Miss USA. She's smart enough to I'm not saying that every lawyer is smart, but you have to have a fucking head on your shoulders to go through law school.
She doesn't anymore.
I thought her shoulders to smash deeper into her shoulders.
She's got a head inside her shoulder anyway.
She's a smart woman. You know, she has everything going for her, And online trolls is the reason she, and turning 30 is the reason she's listening, that she's killing herself. It's no, she's psychologically fucked.
Yeah, she might have been mentally ill.
Chemically imbalanced. It is, you can't, this can't be a commentary on like, oh, the hate's got to stop online. There's no path to that. There's no path to stopping hate. I know they're trying in any way possible. They're going to, you know, the thumbs downs on YouTubes are now gone. And, you know, if you write fuck you to somebody on Instagram, you get a little pop-up that says, are you sure you want to write this? Because everyone's got feelings. And you're just never going to really control that, right? So people are going to figure out their ways. And what happens is, when you give people more and more restrictions, I think they even want to go more balls to the wall. You know what I'm saying? So this is why you sort of see this, like, the pushback against, like, that censorship is, like, trolling harder. I don't think that anybody thinks this woman's not attractive, but they thought it was fucking hilarious to troll Miss USA. And her reacting to it is what fed them, and they probably just were like, oh, this is great. This is this hot fucking chick who has no problems in the world. This is some dude in a basement who weighs 300 pounds who fucking has a big neck beard. Maybe he's on a podcast with a Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Who knows? But his, like, nobody feels bad for that chick, so it's easy to troll those chicks.
And what did she jump off of?
Good question.
It was a high rise in Midtown, the building she lived in.
Oh, so she could Popeye's afford chicken. By the way, isn't that another? So she had to jump out of her high rise fucking apartment.
Well, was it hers?
If I jumped out of my apartment, I'd sprain my fucking ankle. Do you understand? Do you understand? If I jumped out of my apartment...
Gino could only hurt himself if his apartment were moving.
If I jumped out of my apartment, I'd break my ankle on the parking meter next.
Which floor does she live on?
She lived on the 9th floor.
Damn.
She was last seen on the terrace of the building's 29th
floor. She was last seen on the 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st floors.
She went up to the 29th floor terrace?
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, damn. That's where she was last seen. And right before she posted her final Instagram post.
What was her final Instagram post?
Whee! That's the show. You're tough now. Let's go home.
It was, she's beautiful.
It was this picture, and it said, may this day bring you rest and peace. Damn. That was her last post.
Yeah, she's beautiful. You know, that, I mean, that's like...
but it's also what you're saying, by putting all these, whatever you want to call them, restraints or buffers or bumpers on social media, you're not helping people like that.
No, yeah, you're actually making them more sensitive. You're coddling them even more. People need to be smacked in the face sometime. You know, I'm arguing with my son's mother right now because I want him to go to school in Jersey, and she wants to keep him to school in school in New York City. And she's like talking about like there being bullies in New Jersey. And I'm like, I was like, he's going to go on the subway when he's 12 and get fucking stabbed to death by some fucking kids from the hood.
Yeah.
Because that's who's riding the fucking subways right now. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're worried about like bullies in the suburbs. But also, to be honest with you, not that he needs to be bullied. He needs to go through the motions in this age, in these formative years, of standing up for himself, mm-hmm. of not letting somebody take his lunch money or push him around. He fights back. These are the years where you don't get fucking your head knocked in. You don't get curb stomped, or you don't get fucking beaten to death or stabbed. These are the years where you figure out who you are and where you are as a man in life, right? When you're a kid, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. By the time he's older, 12, 13, he's going to have been set in these very pussy ways, and he's going to be afraid. He's going to second guess it. You need to kind of get bullied a little bit when you're a kid in order to fucking make your way through life as a man, and trying to protect every kid from that. I protect him from that by putting him in jiu-jitsu. He's been boxing since he was 3 years old. My kid's a sweetheart of a fucking kid. I'm hoping that when somebody takes him down to the ground one day or tries to fight him, his instincts kick in and he fucking chokes them out or fucking puts them in a position where he can either get help or he can defend himself. But that's the defense for it, not fucking hiding him from it and shielding him from it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Couldn't agree.
You so I 100% agree. Out, also, man. Too, so people
saw it. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
What was her last Instagram post again?
Wee.
It's the little things with me. It really is. That's fucking gold.
What?
You think they're going to play I Believe I Can Fly at the funeral?
I hope they do. But I think we all, like, we've all had it with this. Like, we're all trying to survive in this, whatever the fuck this post-pandemic horse shit is, and we don't have time for some woman who's that.
This is how in denial Gino is. He calls it post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't want to say it never happened. Yeah, I was actually making allowances. Yeah. What do you? How about your boy actually going online and being like, I love that he's like, yeah, put on whatever restraints you want, Rogan. Put on whatever you want. You could put whatever disclaimers. But it's amazing how many people I've known that I think are intelligent and just are like, yeah, Rogan with the misinformation. I'm like, you don't even fucking listen to
him. Yeah, I didn't watch the video. I saw you did like a 10-minute video. I was actually interested in watching it because people said it was good.
Yeah.
But you know,
you can imagine, you know, and what do you think? Watch this. You didn't watch it. What do you think he said in that 10 minutes?
I mean, I'm assuming it had, I know it had to do with the Spotify, right? The restrictions. And
of course.
What do I think that he said?
Yeah.
I mean, what do I think he said, or what do I think the subtext was?
The subtext was,
I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll buy an island. It doesn't matter. I'll do what the fuck I want to do. And that's what's going on with it. He can do that. But they're coming after. I mean, dude, if I was Rogan,
please,
I would be afraid they're going to try to kill me.
Stop.
It's fucking crazy how much they hate him and how much important people they're going after him. They're trying to silence him in fucking really crazy ways. If I was Rogan, I would be paranoid that they are going to come to my door and put a fucking bullet in my head because they are trying, like, they are going through every fucking path to make sure that he does not have a voice. And what's crazy is Rogan's pretty much a liberal. I know they want to pretend that he's this like fucking right wing fucking like Republican guy. No. For the most part, his sensibilities are pretty liberal. He has level headed conversations. He brings a lot of different people on. They don't want just the conversation. They don't want people thinking. We won't spend time getting into conspiracy theories or any of that. But I think.
Why am I here then?
I think that there's a real fucking effort against him to try to silence him. And I don't think it's that crazy, dude, for them. They murder people out there. They do kill people.
Yes.
They do fucking kill people.
Well, I thought you weren't getting into conspiracy theories.
I don't think this is a conspiracy.
Oh, I love hanging out with Lewis. I love it. I feel safe. I'm in a safe place.
I think that
do you understand?
If I was Rogan, I would always have a gun on me. I would never fucking go out. I would treat it like I'm Tony Soprano, dude. I wouldn't get the newspaper at the end of my driveway. I'm fucking telling you right now. There's no way, dude. They're coming after that guy. It's crazy.
Well, they do.
Look, I'm not even saying he's my boy. He won't even answer my text. I don't think I have his number anymore.
Why?
At this point.
Yeah. What did you do?
Because you're
the next him. You're great.
Yeah, the liberals are the kings of doing the wrong thing for the right reason.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like he's sort of on your side. It's not like he's fucking, I don't know, whatever. Like
But does it concern you that a lot of people, and look, to quote Anthony Cumia, the time I said, I'm not saying I'm a genius. No. And he goes like this. No, this one's okay.
I said, chill.
I said to quote one time, Chalazian. I said, I'm not saying I'm a genius. And he's like, no one is saying that, Gino. But that's just it. It's like intelligent people are sitting there saying, yeah, all the misinformation. I'm like, have you even listened to Rogan? And you said, it's exactly what he said. But he also said, he's like, look, the main two episodes they're talking about are the one with Dr. McCullough, who's the most published cardiologist in... Oh, yeah, human history. He didn't say it like that.
Sounds
and
good.
Dr. Robert Malone, who invented countless vaccines, including the mRNA technology. And he says that just to lay it out there. It's like these are the people they're discussing it with, and they're like, it's misinformation. So he's calling on people to do their own thinking. And so many people.
Yeah.
My mother said this years ago. She was a teacher. Loves that. But she also said, cover your ears, Sid.
She was a teacher in Harlem. You should have heard her go.
She was a teacher 40-some years and third and fourth grade there. And she said, whenever schools get money, they give that money to the stupid kids. And now they fund that. And now we have three generations of people that were taught to fucking never question, agree with teachers, get a star on their fucking forehead. Not the armbands they should have been wearing. A star on their fucking... What happened? A star on their forehead.
He's on fire!
So they don't ask questions. And this is what they say. When the teacher says 2 and 2 is 5, it's an exaggeration. They go, okay, good job. Now when Fauci says cloth masks work, which are blown out of the water, when they say, oh my God, the vaccines are safe and 100% effective, they say, and they listen, they don't ask questions, and they're like, I'm smart, I quoted a doctor. And when you ask them a simple question, they're like, well, that's a conspiracy theory, and you're not allowed to say, go fuck your mother, I'm done with her. You're not. And then that's when Rogan says, nigga, I had these people on asking questions, people are just like, no, I can't believe you listened to him and his misinformation. By the way, we had misinformation on Gum Fridays a couple days ago. She's a cross-dresser.
Nice.
It was the misinformation pageant.
That's hilarious.
Of course, Burke thought it. I said misinformation. Like, hold on. Oh, and I'm screaming at our boy Ian Finance because he's like, oh, I can't even.
All right, let's move on because I get Gino going. He'll go. Yeah. He'll go. And I
it's
love
like
it.
My
right.
father said one time, Zach.
wait, set me up again. Set me up again.
It's like my dad said that. Time. How bored are you guys when we don't hang out?
Let's go.
Love
Do you want to watch any of Joe Rogan's posts or no?
No. It's fine. I'll watch it on my own. It's fine.
He's got enough views.
He's fine. He's okay.
He doesn't need the real ass podcast bump.
Yeah. Are you guys fighting?
No, he just I don't do the show anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Dave does it. Big J hasn't done it in a while either.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have his number anymore.
You're growing too strong. Jiu-jitsu's getting too good.
I mean, is that what you think it is? He saw my striking against Ellis, and he was like, dude, I don't want to even... Because the reality is it's playing in traffic. He knows one thing could set me off.
Dude, I think less than one thing can set you off.
He's going to have a bruise on his arm after the show.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. If you're a cool guy who works on your own car, you're going to love this website. Or maybe you have a friend who works on your car, or maybe you want to just get the best possible prices and you want to send your auto mechanic here. Rockauto.com has been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy for you to find the cheapest, best auto parts possible.
So that means no more talking to counter guys. You need to order your parts. Aren't really sure what you're looking for. Never have quite what you need. And after all that, are still going to charge you a storefront markup. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop worker, a guy working on his own car, or an idiot like me who knows nothing about how automobiles work. Literally, Lewis and I drove around for an hour the other day because he had to put air in his tires. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
Yeah, so all you got to do right now is go to rockauto.com. There is no promo code because they already have the best possible pricing. If you do purchase something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast and the Gas Digital Network. Once again, rockauto.com. All right, where were we? Let's talk about this. Does it live or does it die? LA motorcyclist, let's go.
Does it live or does it die?
So this is it's long footage. I'm just going to show you a little bit of it, of a motorcyclist that the highest rate of speed he goes is about 130 miles per hour. Mm. But he stays at around 100 miles per hour during the police pursuit. So I'll just show you a little bit of it.
Wow.
I'm going to take the sound off so they don't ruin anything. This.
Let's see. Police pursuit.
Oh,
whoa.
Whee! Just keeps going.
Whee.
Yeah, he dies.
He had to have. That was crazy. Can we watch it again?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of thing like if you're passed out and drunk in a car when this happens, you live because your body's limp. But this guy... I'm guessing he tensed up right about, if I had to guess, I'd say right here. About there. There? Was it there?
Dude, it was so funny. He was going so fast that the camera kept going, and they're like, oh.
Like a cartoon.
And he just flipped. There's no way he lived. That's impossible. 100 miles per hour when he actually made impact.
I don't know. The adrenaline from running from the cops keeps you alive. He probably hit the ground, bounced up, started running a few steps.
Does it work like glue?
The adrenaline from running from the cops... kept him alive.
Yeah. Have you ever ran from the cops?
Have you ever watched the news and seen what happens to black people when they run from the cops?
They get faster.
God, Shannon.
That's the extra muscle.
What's the official guess?
I'm called a twitch muscle.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess that he's dead.
I'm guessing he lived because I feel like I want to go against the grain on this one.
Yeah, I think dead.
I think he lived.
He was pronounced dead at the scene.
Damn. Yep.
Thank you, Shannon, for finding a non-blurred video of death. So now we never really know. Very often on the news, they blur the moment of impact. You're like, all right, that's because that guy is fucking dead.
I mean, that rock falling on the boats really fucked this game up.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought that was just a funny little thing. Like,
we thought that was a hilarious video.
They went on a little wave ride. That was fun. It's like, no. 17 people were crushed to death with rocks, including two children.
That really took the zing out of this game.
Yeah. By the way, the Wii sound effect you just do sort of works for Any Does It Live.
Yeah.
Show the rocks falling again, Shannon, with no sound on. RIP to that guy and his family. Mm. All right. What is the, let's talk about, yeah, should we go into Crack and Miko? We got a little bit of time. We got a lot of time left here. Yeah, I don't know how long Crack and Miko is going to take.
We have a lot of submissions.
How many submissions?
I'm going to say about 15 to 20.
Jeez, all right, we're not doing
that. And most of them seem like, there's a couple that I just marked off, but for them,
they're all good.
It seems like they at least put work in and they deserve to be heard.
God damn. Well, we're not doing 15 to 20 today. We're going to make this Crack and Miko week then. We'll do like 4 or 5 per show. That's going to be too much.
Okay.
So just to fill you in, guys, we're doing a contest where we're trying to find the next white SoundCloud rapper. And
but like the Monkees, we're giving him
fine.
A pair of Timberlands. No, we're gonna
create intimidate.
I always called them when you guys.
I'm brown. I get to say it. Yeah. Sorry,
he's brown. I get to say it.
I'm Sicilian.
He's Mr. USA.
So.
Thank you. I just got that. I'm so slow. Yeah.
So they have their own rap career or whatever, but we had them write their own 1 minute song about the contest, about us, and we are going to pick the top 5, and then we're going to have them come on the show in a special Zoom show and do a rap battle, and we're going to name Crack and Miko, and the winner of the contest gets a record label or a record contract.
We're basically, for people with stalled rap careers, we're giving them a persona and an audience.
An audience, persona, face tattoos, gold grills.
Excuse me?
Yeah, face tattoos. Hell yeah. They got to get a face tattoo. That's one of the things.
Without a doubt.
And we're going to give them a recording contract for $1,000 with Gas Digital Records.
Sick.
Damn.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Crack me.
So, Shannon, who do we got first?
Okay, the first one, in his email, his name is Nomar Garcia Parra, who I know is a former Yankee player. Or
Nomar Garcia Parra.
I think that's the only team he didn't play for. He played for the Red Sox.
Because I remember Yankee.
No, he was the Red Sox.
I only know that because of the SNL sketch.
I think he ended.
Jeff went going, Nomar.
I think he ended on the Dodgers. And he's you know why he's named Nomar? Because his dad's name was Ramon.
Mm. Oh, fun. I remember, I believe it was a Russ Meneve joke, I want to say. Maybe it wasn't, but it was somebody from like that era of like New York comics where he was like, Nomar Garcia Parra plays for the Red Sox. How do you think they get through saying his name? And then he's like, Nomar Garcia Parra. That always made me laugh.
That's fucking great.
All right, so let's hear it, Shannon.
Okay, so he has a video that he has been tagging us all in incessantly over the past couple of weeks. So
incest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's fucking his sister in the video.
Yep.
I like it.
Here you go. Hold on.
Mama. Young Krennic, baby.
Is there a corduroy overalls like a teddy bear?
Like Zach?
Yeah.
He's a real ass dog, making these real ass moves. He's a real ass dog.
It's like death metal hip hop. I like it.
Making these real ass moves.
Hey.
Dylan, yo. Young Crack Amico, another crack a freak show. Hit him with the rhythm of the flow, so original, digital, but I won't gas the people.
Shannon
and Natalie with us out just a little. I'm talking Sesame Timbers just for shits and giggles. First off, shout out to the international superstar. Being a real ass dude involves being confident in who you are.
Yeah, it does.
Roll minds unite, take flight. Rap all day. Gang spot night, I said, go mites, unite and take flight. Rap.
I like it. All right, all right. I got it. I like it. It's in the positive.
I like it.
It's in the pot. Here's my problem. I don't know anything about rap.
I like it,
rap.
But it needed the production. I wish he had just really recorded it.
A little more production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put more the production. Work in.
But honestly,
it's good.
It's raw.
Yeah.
It's raw. But I will say.
Yeah, it's like the Island Boys. That's like the viral video, and then they record it.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't even know. I heard Island Boys for like a month, and people kept on making jokes, and I saw the memes, and I couldn't muster the energy to click the button and see what it was.
Yeah, that was kind of the cinematography of a guy complaining about how child support isn't fair.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah, I agree.
I gotta be honest with you.
By the way, so is that.
Why does the guy have to do it in his car while he's driving?
That's the vibe, dude.
Is that part of the vibe?
It was an at-home studio.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, thank you. I would even pull into a lighted place.
He was good.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
He wasn't great. As I'm thinking about it, we've had some better rappers on here. He was good. I liked it, though, and light, I like it was unique.
Light category?
Put in the light category. I don't know that he's going to end up making top five.
Okay, the next one, he said his rap name is Pace. He's from Canada, and he said, I'm better than all of your other submissions.
Okay, let's see.
He sent in, first, let me show you this image.
International. I like the international appeal.
He sent this image, so show you this first.
There you go.
Wait, that's not, that's Zach Amico.
That's just me with one extra tattoo.
They just put a Crack Amico tattoo on him. If that's what Crack Amico looked like, that'd be so dope. Zach, if you could just rap, we'd be killing this right now, dude. We'd give you your alter character, Crack Amico. You'd wear a big mask. Can you rap?
No, I can't.
Not at all?
No.
You can do it like that.
No, I got mumble
mouth.
They
call me Crack Amico.
No, it'll be inauthentic. This deserves to go to a talented person.
All right, fine. But I like that look. I realized I was like, if that was what Crack Amico looked like, it'd be fucking dope. He should be a giant fat guy. all right, go ahead. You keep.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
It's Crack Amico. Fuck you, Brennan Sagalo. I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Let's go. Fucking Paco. It's Crack Amico, who got a bigger frame, a kid of great, trying to blow up and be as big as Jay. Ill as this, I'm about to kill a bitch.
Nah.
When I fill it with the dick,
good at all. He just thinks he's using everyone's name, Sagalo. Yeah.
I like that. I like saying I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yeah, but it didn't even have to rhyme?
Well, it was an homage.
You know these people.
It was an homage to Tupac.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Didn't get it.
Whoa, Shannon, what are we doing now? Here's what I do like that everyone knows what we're going for. We're going for like a darker.
Yeah.
Like a horror rap sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like almost like a juggalo. Like Crack Amico. By the way, I'll tell you right now, Crack Amico, I will do everything to get you a performance at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
By the way, Zach Amico wants that booking.
Yeah.
By the way, I almost feel like we could probably guarantee him a performance at Skankfest Vegas, but I think my partners might be mad at me.
Maybe they could do that right before the cannibal thing.
I'm going to tell you right now. Crack Amico gets to perform a set of Skankfest Vegas, opening up for me.
See, I assumed you were going to say that, though.
No. The Skankfest is real. It's a real thing.
You can't say that while they're still trying.
It's a real thing. I can't just fuck around, man. I got partners. I got sponsors. We can't just throw things out. But I'll give them some of my time.
But am I wrong to think that all the fans that are really into the Crack Amico contest would go to Skankfest and want to see the Crack Amico
I think
winner?
The Crack Amico would fucking murder it at Skankfest.
I think we do
Crack Amico, the Palmer Squares, and another hip-hop artist for a hip-hop show, and we get fucking wild.
Yeah.
So we're throwing that on the table. Not only do you get a record deal, not only do you get a career, a fucking an audience, not only do you get to be friends with me and Zach, not only do we play your music before our shows, but you actually get to come to Skankfest and perform. This is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
I think there actually is a submission by Palmer Squares.
Is Palmer Squares submitted?
I think so.
Oh, dude, they're just going to win. They're so good. There's no way. How do you know it's Palmer Squares?
Oh, it said it in the email, so that's why I'm not sure.
We are Palmer Squares.
At palmersquares.org.
So why did you think that it's the Palmer Squares? Why don't you say, I know the Palmer Squares sent one in?
Because I don't, someone could have made that up.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, here's the next one. This is, there's no information, just his name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Oh,
I like it.
See, less is more.
Yeah, he's going in white as fuck.
It's called I Fucked a Tranny.
Beck.
Yeah. Beck.
Oh.
I just fucked a tranny and a dyke in the same night. Snort a line of K of his tits, let me take flight. Pull my dick out in the crowd cause all these drugs just sit right. Said I got some issues, duh, bitch, I gotta stay high. I just fucked a tranny and a dyke in the same night. Snort a line of K.
Yeah, it's not about us. Yeah. It's a song that's been written and produced before us. Dox him! Dox him now, Joseph.
Oh, that's not his song?
No, that was his song, but it was
his song, but it wasn't about.
He
like,
just submitted
us.
A song to get played on the show. Shannon, bleep that all out. I want the sound of a baby being circumcised. Okay. In place of that. I really mean that, Shannon.
Okay.
And you can find that sound.
Why does it have to be a Jewish baby?
Because I'll never forget the sound. Was my son's mother sent me videos watching babies being circumcised because I wanted to have my son circumcised. So like a psychopath, like a serial killer, I would open up my inbox and it's just a baby with his arm strapped down and them clipping his dick and just the horrible sounds of this.
So you see, I'm glad I was circumcised.
I'm glad I was
circumcised. I wasn't there for it, technically.
I'm glad I was circumcised too, but I ended up not getting him circumcised. It worked.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it works.
I regretted it. I got my son circumcised and I saw it. Because I was there to witness it, and it was like, fuck, I made a horrible mistake.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
it hurts him. Yeah, you're hurting your kid. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm circumcised, so yeah. I wanted it to match.
I wanted him to look like me. Yeah. But it, when you say it back, it is the most immature fucking pig-headed thing. He's got to look like me. Not like the dicks that his mom likes now.
Yeah, but my son came out very white. Like, his mom's white, and he's lighter than his mom.
Oh, I don't clap for that. That wasn't, he wasn't bragging? I thought he was bragging.
That's the opposite of when they say that God poisoned black people's skin.
What do you mean the opposite?
It's the opposite. It's like, it's great. You got a black kid who turned out white?
Yeah, he's like a sleeper cell. I get to know everything they're saying.
Of course he's a sleeper. He's part black. But,
he's a sleeper and he sells weed.
He's a sleeper slash sell. But see, when I used to believe the government, and I'll take this back a notch to talk about circumcision. Try to stay awake for this. But I used to believe the government, and it turned when they said hydroxychloroquine is bad for you, and I said that's
what took you to stop believing the government.
That was it.
That is.
Good lord.
I was because I never. He'll tell you. He's done me forever. I've never paid attention. I don't care.
Yeah,
I get drunk. I tell dick jokes. We fucking hang out. We go to Wawa on a good night. But now...
We never discuss politics.
Yeah. But then, and this is when I snapped. It's like 4 months in or whatever.
At least you know you snapped. That's a good thing, a little bit of self-awareness.
But I always... And this is the thing. My mother used to say I have enough friends, and a lot of people have stuck by me after I lost my mind. But I'm sorry I can't get past it because I used to date a chick in Wilmington, Delaware, quit bragging, who had lupus, the most autoimmune disease of autoimmune diseases, okay? And you know what they prescribed for that?
I don't even know. I know I had a friend whose mother had lupus.
It
killed her.
It fucking is a crippling disease, okay? It's just constant, the worst arthritis in the world. Imagine that. But your body attacks itself. It's autoimmune.
Is it a blood disorder?
No, it's a chronic, I guess a nerve. Not, it's an autoimmune disorder.
I just imagine, I don't know why, I always imagine, have you ever seen like a Harlequin baby?
With the clown stuff.
Yeah, like they're babies that are born. They look like
They look like they're inside out. They have big eyes and red flaky skin.
I have no idea what you're
That's what I imagine.
About.
That's what like pull up a Harlequin baby. Pull up a Harlequin baby.
So those used to just die. Like those have like a 3-day lifespan, but now we're like cooking them. We're like raising them. And have you seen when they grow up?
No,
I don't want to see this.
It ain't good.
Harlequin babies are fucked up, dude.
I've never even heard of them.
You never heard of a Harlequin baby?
While she's bringing.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Like flakes and scales like that. They're like inside out.
Yeah. This is what I imagine adults with lupus grow into. I don't know why. Because when I heard my friend, this chick Dawn that I went to elementary school with, we heard that her mom had lupus.
One. They brought they
We're
let
on
one
the left.
Go.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of locusts.
I can't even. That's
Crackamico.
Speaking of Harlequin babies, look at
Jesus Christ!
I can't even look at that.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Especially, your parent. I can't. So, it's the most autoimmune disease of everything.
That's what I imagine your girlfriend looked like.
I
imagine adults with lupus, that's what they look like.
Can you click on the Indian doctor?
She was taller, but she really
You know the monkeys
tits.
You make out of gray sweat socks? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it look like that?
That's not a real
why
thing.
It's a real smiling. Thing, dude. Like, why is the doctor smiling in this picture holding this type
because
of baby?
Because
he's like,
survived.
I just came inside of this.
It looks like one of those dolls you squeeze and the eyes
God
pop
damn,
out.
It's fucked up.
It does.
I mean, look.
At any rate, it's an autoimmune disease.
Release,
and you know what they prescribe for this autoimmune disease? Hydroxychloroquine. You know how often you take it? Every day. You know how long you take it? For the rest of your life. It's 20 years later. She's fine. She's raising a kid. All this stuff. They're traveling the world. But the government wanted me to believe. This is when I snapped. I'm like... They wanted you to believe that someone as healthy as any of us in this room, any shape, size, color, age, race, if we get a really bad flu, that's all it is. If we get a really bad flu and take hydroxychloroquine for 2 weeks, we'll die. And that's when I said, oh, my God, they're lying. And that was when I fucking flipped.
Fuck yeah. You know, it's time to get real ass with Gino Bisconti. Let's go.
But it's common sense. Common sense. And I've been saying
it's time to get real ass.
And this is the other thing. They don't want you to think for yourself. You said it. Let me point something out. And I've said this for over a year. You can check old In Hot Water. I said, when a virus mutates, it always gets weaker unless it's in a movie with Dustin Hoffman and a spider monkey. What was his name? Cuba Gooding Jr.? And the point is...
Miles Morales.
And watch this. This is how common sense this is, okay? A virus is a living thing that wants to live. And you know how you survive as a virus? You get more transmissible, so more people can get you, and you get less lethal, so the people you're living in don't die.
I agree. We all agree.
That's common sense. I'm done.
We'll agree. Let's move on.
I'm not trying to wow you with, like, this is some study I did, or I have a fucking microscope. Stop. It's common sense.
We're in the middle of a Crack Amico submission.
Another thing about Jews.
How did you bring it back to this? Crack Amico, next submission. Let's go.
All right, next one.
Also.
Hello, Gas Digital. It's Crack Amico here, debuting over a minute of my latest bars. Big fan of the rap show here, and I have many more bars songs that come with what I sent. Please excuse the mediocre quality. I recorded a quick video on my phone so I can make the deadline. My name is Alex, and I live in northeastern New Jersey, a 20-minute train ride from Penn Station. Would love the opportunity to write a bunch of tracks.
You drive me into the city. He lives near me.
And launch the international rap star Crack Amico. Looking forward to hearing
that. I live in northeastern New Jersey.
He just learned what the word bars was, by the way.
He seems like a nice kid.
So his video isn't really of anything, but we'll go ahead and share it anyway.
Let's hope it's shorter than his letter.
The fuck is good, yeah? Yeah? It's Crack Amico. Y'all already fucking
is that this table?
I mean, he'll pause it. It's not going to be this already. I'm going to tell you right now. I already know. I'm listening to just the reverb. He's going to have to be so good right now. The rap that comes out of this kid's mouth, it's going to be like Eminem level, like, impress me, because I hate what I've seen so far. It looks like he accidentally put his cell phone on. It sounds like he's recording it in the background. It sounds like he has the same microphone that my son has for karaoke. Like, it has five effects that you could do, like a space alien effect, a reverb effect. Two other ones.
Let's just hear some of the lyrics.
A registered voter effect.
Good.
Last name Amigo, first name Crack, a real ass dude spitting straight back.
All right, moving on.
I want to listen to Lewis.
Shannon, by the way, I said, Shannon, go through these, make sure they're good before we play them.
I want to listen to you listen to the rest of it.
There's another minute in it. Like, they put work into it.
Another minute in it. Shannon's rapping now. I like that. Hell, Shannon, you're fucking dope.
Oh, you don't like that one. I don't
know. Just 10 more seconds of it. I feel bad.
No. Now.
Come on.
Now.
By the way, for the person that submitted this, Shannon is giving us the throat slash sign the entire time. She's like, she's doing the stinky face and like a thumbs down. Like,
yeah, it's another minute. We should just
She hates it.
Alex, dude, you rule. I'm glad you're a fan of the show. It was not that first line stunk. The reverb stunk. The beat stunk. The video stunk. It all stunk. What do you want me to say?
You tried to sell it with the letter. That's the longest. Is that not the longest letter you got for any submission?
Crack Amico wasn't going to write some faggy-ass letter like that. Crack Amico was going to come out and be like, yo, I don't even want this shit, doggy.
Here's my, suck my dick is how he would have signed it. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alex. I have bars.
Go to the next one.
All right. Next one is from John. And he just says, I humbly submit to you, Crack Amico.
Hell yeah. Short and sweet. I like it. Come on, John. I'm rooting for you, bro. We need a good song here.
All great ideas are stolen by somebody else and made better. Crack Amico, we need a rapper who's not established out there but can drop some sick shit. You know, he's got to come with his own tattoos. I want somebody to bring their own flavor to this.
You think Zach's good? Wait to hear Crack.
Yeah. Dude, Crack, my protege.
Pause it. Oh. Loving it. So let me just say this. Let me just say this.
A great way to get Lewis to listen to something is if he's in it or discussed in it.
I love it so far.
It'd be great if you played the last guys again.
This is how Lewis listens to fucking the Skank Skanks in the car. I did say that joke that they didn't get.
You're down with R.A.P.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with R.A.P.
Yeah,
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with R.A.P.
Yeah, you know me.
Wait, you said R.A.P.?
You forgot the E.
I'm Crack Amigo, Psycho Evil. Jack slap a cracker, then stab a Negro. We ride Dorito, that's not your car. Works out like Shannon before she farts in jars. Stabbiest, rapiest, cracked out skankiest. Tag a SWAT sticker, then convert a couple atheists. When you manscape, then your balls thank you. Hey, Gas Digi, my mom has some sponsors too. Rock a automatic, gun in my pants. That's why they sagging low. I've been known to keep the
sagging low.
Sagging low, cracked out. Kids take naps, I nap kids. Night, night, you don't have to play, does it live?
I love this.
I'm not Mockingjay. Grab a weapon, apply pressure, and damage did. More impressions than world news with Mikey Figs. Woo. I said LJG, my mentor Z. It's time, let's get it cracking up in NYC. I said LJG, my mentor Z. And me, crack
I love it. All right, all right. Yeah, Shannon, he's going to the finals. I'm telling you right now.
Really?
Right.
That's a bold statement.
Wouldn't
bold
mind
statement.
A little more context on that stab a Negro line.
That was. No, I had all the context
I needed. I think once you've said that, you've said it all.
Yeah, he could have stopped the song right there.
That could be the chorus. Stab a Negro. Stab a Negro.
Doggy, that was so much fun. Here's what's great about Crack Amico. None of them are even really good rappers. Like, it's not like they're fucking like... I'm so impressed with like their bars. They're just
Lewis knows bars.
Mad bars.
They're understanding what I'm looking for. Yeah. Paco nailed it first. Paco was the first one to really understand what Crack Amigo was supposed to be. And this guy also, in my opinion, these are the
two. It's got to be sleazy.
It's got to be sleazy. It's got to be scuzzy. It's got to, you know. I mean, doggy, and look, here's the thing. You have to write an entire catalog of songs about the Gas Digital world. This is what the album's going to be. And this guy, I love the references. He got a lot of them in there. It was great. And also, his flow worked in a way where you could hear the punchlines, because very often they're good rappers, but they're flowing in a way where it's like you can't really catch it. His flow nailed it. I loved him. Is that Joseph?
Yes. No, John.
John. Fucking John. Maybe the future Crack Amigo right there. People love him. Shannon, put that one to the side.
Damn. Okay, got it.
All right, really quickly, I got to talk to the fans of this show who are over the age of 21 years old. You got to check out the brand new favorite vape pen of the Gas Digital Network from Mepod.com. Now, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical, okay? They have a great pull, great flavors. The feel of the device is absolutely amazing. They gave us a bunch at Gas Digital, and this is what everyone has switched to.
Everybody here can't stop talking about them. Guys, it is time to stop smoking cigarettes, all right? They make your hands stink. They make your breath stink. They make your clothes stink.
Yeah, they have a wide variety of disposable vape pens available at Mepod.com. That's Mipod.com, including top-selling brands like Vaporlex, Draco, Hyde, and Airbar. People here at Gas Digital love the Draco disposable vape, which lasts for like 6,500 puffs. I don't really know what that means, but I'm assuming it's a lot longer than some of the other ones. And I'll tell you right now, look, if you're a smoker, do it this way. It's a much less gross and much less invasive way to smoke. You can fucking smoke in the car, the movie theater, the mall. I mean, come on now. Mepod has a wide variety of vaping options also for 420 consumers. So right now, all you got to do is go to Mepod.com. That's Mipod.com and use the promo code Wrap when you check out for 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's Mepod.com, promo code RAP to save 20% off your whole order. Okay, where were we? Well, let me get another one.
All right, next one is Justin St. Clair. No words, just that he does have this kind of video-y type thing.
Let's see.
It should be
Sarah. Oh shit, here we go again. Worst place in the world.
Sydney? What was that, Sydney? Is it home footage? What was that?
Yeah, boy. Them Legion of Skanks, huh? This is shit too. Too real ass for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna skip ahead like a minute.
How long is the fucking song?
It's 2:43.
The shit that they bring to your entertainment TV. Your screen, your computer, your phone.
What is this? What am I listening to?
An IT guy.
No, right, no. Well, I mean, all right, give me another 30 seconds. Yeah, 10 seconds.
I'm going to skip ahead a little.
Go.
Yeah.
See, I keep my grill shining, glow up. I want to fuck Kim Kong and up in her butt. Zach in the back.
I like that line. I want to fuck Kim Kong it up in her butt.
Not in the ass, up in her butt. Just go right for the top shelf.
We can't eat J plus Rouse. Damn,
why did he choose this gay? This I said view. Fucking gay.
Let us smoke weed in the studio, man. Ah.
I like it. I just I don't love it.
The bar has been set for bars.
Yeah, the bar has been set.
Is that the best one so far that we just heard?
No, I think Paco's might be the Paco.
I didn't hear Paco, but I believe you.
Yeah, but we have issues with Paco. I don't think he's going to get a face tattoo.
No.
I think he's trying to fuck
Do
my
they
girlfriend.
Really have to get a face tattoo? You're fucking with me.
If they're not willing to get a face tattoo, I really think they should be reconsidering whether or not they're about to be Crack Amico.
How about a neck tattoo?
It's got to ride up under the face a little bit. Mm. Right. So like if you got like a fist right here, but the knuckle came up like under the chin a little bit, I'd be like, all right, fine. All
if
right.
they already have a face tattoo, they're good.
Yeah, that helps.
It saves us money.
Yeah.
All right, this next person's they created a Gmail.
I think it should simply be a crack pipe on their cheek. Can I see a crack pipe tattoo, Shannon?
Yes.
I want to see a good crack pipe tattoo.
Like there could be a bad one. A good crack that can mean two things. It could mean good artwork, or like the guy was on crack when he said, "I love crack so much, yeah. I want you to put this pipe on my face."
I mean, how do you draw a crack? How would you draw a crack pipe? What I would draw like a tube, like this, then like this, and then I draw a rock in that tube
that looks like a penis
with smoke coming from it. That's what I would draw. Is that what a crack pipe looks like?
Yeah, it's like a spacely sprocket. I don't know what that is.
I've never really seen a crack pipe. I've never smoked crack. So
it's the single roses.
There's not good ones. Here's one.
That's a crack pipe tattoo.
Yeah,
and
see,
then
that's
this guy has one.
Gross.
That's a crack pipe coming out of a gun. That's pretty cool, though.
Okay, Lou, you know when you go to like a hood bodega or a shitty dollar store,
and it has a circular. It's like
and
rounded
it's like,
at
it's
one
supposed
end.
To be a rose. That's actually a crack pipe. They just put the rose in it. To set so they can legally sell it, you turn them upside down and it's a crack pipe.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're like the single whatever, but they look like shit.
I've seen crack pipes in like head shops because.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you get a crack pipe tattoo, you could just tell your parents it's a lollipop.
Yeah.
But we know what it is.
It's crack pipe.
Shannon, one more. Let me get one more song today and we'll continue the contest later on in the week.
Okay. So the guy only identifies himself as Crack Amico.
I like that though. I like how he's assuming the win.
Here you go.
Yo, Crack Amico.
Pause it. Every single song goes, yo. That voice, they know what we're looking for. Yo, it's Crack. It's a real Crack Amico here.
Crack Amico. This ain't no ordinary Zach attack. This a crack attack. America's next top wigger. Only thing keeping me from pulling this trigger is the fantasy of Shannon City's being a little bigger.
Hell yeah.
Bitch, boo, stay bumping. Sexual harassment's what keeps Gas Digital jumping. Dalton's
like
crusty toes
poetry.
Smelling like Shannon's fart jars. If you didn't know better, you'd actually think you got bars. What you snacking on? Natalie in the booth munching on a rug while Mike Figg's at home sitting on a butt plug. Zach Law out here with that 4-inch dick. Lewis is no longer the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He's just a Garden State spick.
Ooh.
Dab smoke filling my eyes.
Right,
while Zach Amico called.
I like it. I like, I feel like I would have happened upon this guy in a parking lot and he just freestyled this for me. And I was like, dude, I like you.
Am I wrong to say this guy, I'd hold on to his email because he's not going to win, but he could write for Crack Amico.
That's also true. We get ghostwriters.
Yeah, he could write for Crack Amico because he didn't put a, you know, like he didn't have that rhythm in his voice to like turn.
You're right. You know, there wasn't a song. There was no production. I couldn't hear if he could rap or not, but he did have some good lyrics.
Simply put, if you remember Kenny Rogers in The Gambler, he made the word bottle rhyme with swallow. And you got to be able to do shit like that.
That is true.
That is true. You got to be. He couldn't do it.
All right, now, Shannon, one more. Let's do one more good one. Come on now. Let's hear what the Palmer Square submitted. That's what I want to hear.
Hold on.
That's crazy. And the Palmer Squares can't be Cracking. I guess they could be. Could Cracking Miko be a group?
They can open for themselves.
Could it be a group, though?
Yeah, it does seem like it is them. Okay, hold on.
Let's see. This just might not be fair.
Okay, here we go. You can share this.
Love the Palmer Squares. Skankfest performers 2 years in a row. Legion of Skanks guests twice.
Crack Amico. Crack Amico. Crack Amico. Crack Amico. Crack Amico.
They've entitled this song.
Crack Amico. Crack
crack amigo.
First of all, fuck Mark Random. When I start rapping, I'll raise the bar, mason jar. Let me get a fart, Shannon. Tell Jay we ain't hunting ducks. Crack amigo, put guns in butts.
Come on.
Shoot them up like Buster Scruggs. So you don't want to fuck with us. Welcome back from Jamaica, mon. Pour me up some Jamaican rum. Flat broke, I ain't made of money. Yo, Zach, pass me the staple gun. I'm on a high horse like Ben Hur. Best white rapper since Fred Durst. Hella tons of fun left fur. Bet I'm jumping in head first. I drink PBR in the morning, so it's hard to ignore me. I took a dab and guzzled a 40 before I started recording. I was high when I wrote this. When will you finally notice? I am the dopest. Won't hesitate to kill cats like Milo and Otis. Gas Digital Records. Send the contract. Every contender better be getting ready for some heavy combat. Does it live or does it die? Battle me, no one survives. Put me next to the other guys. I'll show you who's the most justified. Tell Paco he's a gay bitch. He can suck on my anus. Penis tucked in his legs. Plus, I think he might be a rapist. My rhyme game is outrageous. Climbing up to the apex. 8 months till Skank Fest. See you fuckers in Vegas.
I mean, come on. Crack on me. Come on.
That was just acumental.
That's not
Let me say it. It was just acumental. It wasn't Palmer Squares. I think that I mean, put it in the fucking winner pile.
Yeah.
If acumental is willing to give his life up and become Crack Amico, how do we not? I mean, that was incredible.
Yeah, I want to listen to that on the way home.
There's more.
By the way, he used the pictures that we showed of the people who have submitted so far. He used those pictures.
Whoa.
It was really good. Let's There's
see.
More.
I want to see more. Yeah. Like, this is the best.
Crack Amico.
This guy should win. He thinks Ian Ellis should win.
This isn't a rap song. It's a robbery. Run your pockets, bitch. You see the meth in my teeth? I'm fucking hungry. Now kick the clothes off.
No, that was it.
That was
he just thinks Ian Ellis should win.
That was great.
I do like having a cartoon NFT rapper that we could just eventually sell off. We just sell off Crack Amigo.
Yeah.
The whole everything. As
catalog. Would it be catalog?
I don't even know.
Okay.
That was great. All right, guys. I guess you'll have till Friday to submit. Shannon, we're going to extend it for the end of the week. No, or should we not take any more submissions? No, we shouldn't.
We shouldn't. But also, if they submit Friday, it would bring us into next week because Friday's not real.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Friday's not real. Jesus Christ, Shannon. Stay off the acid.
They have to submit by Friday, which is 24 hours from now.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, we have so many more.
No more submissions. It's already closed, but we're going to continue this week on Wednesday and Friday. And on Friday, we will name the top five. And then sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll do a rap battle off between all the Crack Amigo submissions. Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. We got fan mail.
Oh.
151 First Avenue. Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10003. Number 311. Very easy to remember that box. If you guys remember the band.
It used to be a band.
Yep.
But they played that rock and or roll music, I believe.
It was like rock rap.
Was
like
it emo?
Alien rock rap.
I don't even know.
It was alien rock
rap. It was
rap.
Back in a time when everyone had a number. Remember 311, Blink 182. There was a whole bunch.
41.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got? Let's see. What is this?
Jackson 5. All numbers.
SR-78.
I don't know what that is.
This song right now.
Oh.
Here's a gift set of blank cards, prints, and a sticker. It's all real ass art. Thanks for the... Oh, cool, dude. This guy submitted his art. Hell yeah, dude. This is some fucking weird occult shit. I'll put this up in my studio at home.
Nice.
This is awesome. Hell yeah, dude. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Sick. Look at this shit. Oh, dude, this one's awesome. Zach, look at this.
Is that one of those things, if you look at it long enough, you see a spaceship?
Yeah, it's all just racist words.
I'll take that one.
This is...
those are gorgeous. Seriously.
This is from Pinal Colada?
Pinal Colada.
Pinal Colada.
Mm.
Pinal Colada. Hell yeah, dude. Shout out to Pinal Colada on Instagram. It's reality_selection. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Hell yeah. Thank you. And apparently he or she has serial killer handwriting. Very cool.
I assumed it was a dude.
Yeah, I assumed it was a dude too, but... I wonder if I feel like it might not be.
I mean, yeah, and maybe I'm being but women usually use their name, you know, or a name that's more effeminate than Pinal Colada.
Speaking of women.
You're making me nervous with the scissors.
Speaking of
you're
women.
You're making me nervous with the scissors.
Speaking of women.
All right.
Let's go to this story, there's a transgendered woman who also identifies as a wolf. I have no idea what this is, but I feel like all women are crazy these days. So
trying to become an alpha male anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll show you pictures of her first. Here's one. She's 27 rather. She's from Seattle.
That explains it.
She identifies as a British Columbian wolf and regards herself as an otherkin Therian.
Wait a minute. She's from Seattle and she identifies as a British Columbian wolf.
Is that a type of wolf?
Is that Canadian British Columbia or like a half British, half Columbian wolf?
I think Canadian British Columbia.
So it's a wolf with bad teeth and a fat ass.
That's great.
Hello, hello. Would you like to do some cocaine?
Ugh.
I'm a wolf.
So this is her, and then I found a video of her running around in the woods.
Could you go back?
I gotta see the athleticism on this.
She looks like Joey Ramone.
Thank God she actually, the mask makes her look.
She looks like Dana, the former producer here at Gas Digital.
Oh.
And if you told me that Dana was currently identifying as a Canadian wolf, I would like that actually makes sense.
So there's a video of her?
Is there a video of her yapping?
Yeah, here. This is her running around in the woods a little bit.
There you go.
Look at this.
She has a tail.
So is she a furry?
No, she says other she's kid. Spiritually identified.
Well, was a dude, became a chick, and is now a wolf.
Yeah, she's doing
she's
retard
a retard
core.
The fact that Gina's calling her a she means we made real progress.
Yeah.
She's a retard.
She is.
What is this video? And can we get them to edit for Gas Digital? It's a dude!
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And this is offensive, and I'm sorry. Every single person like this, the furry, what was the...
Otherkin.
They're autistic. They're severely autistic.
Or attention
seeking. Can't figure out why people can't have conversations with them. And they go, oh... I must be a wild animal.
I'm a fox.
Why do we allow this to go? No.
Because some of them are hot.
But here's what's fucked up. Like, we are, you know, because it was very funny. Like,
I've never seen a hot other kid.
I don't know really anybody who gives a shit about, like, transgendered people. Like, who they can't do that. Like, they don't care. I think it starts to become a thing where it's like, you infringe on other people's rights, and then they go, it's like, well, no, I don't really want my kid in a bathroom with a transgendered woman. It's like, there is, at the very least, a debate there. You'd go like, oh, yeah, it's a debate. He's standing up, pulling out a dick, and taking a piss in front of a little girl. There's something that's somewhat inappropriate, at the very least. People could probably wrap their minds around that. But people talk about it, it's like, oh, where is it going to end? And it's like, no, I think, like, you start hearing about transracial or trans species. Those are things that are sort of like, they're gags. Like, right, like 5 years ago, you would hear like about trans species or transracial, right? And it was a gag. It wasn't like anything serious. It was like, yeah, it's going to be transracial. But now you're hearing about it, and like real publications are like writing about these things. Try to see if there's anything in like a reputable publication about being transracial and about how it can happen and how it's a real thing. At what point do you just.
What is transracial?
Where you believe you're a different race. You believe you're Korean and you're
that's
not.
That's easy enough. Go on. I'm sorry.
But
you identify
as you, and I mean, what wasn't that a Rachel Dolezal chick?
Yeah, but there's a chick from Germany that was being like transracial, but she was being African.
Yeah,
she's fucking crushing it. I'm like,
and then liberals, they don't even give it to her. They don't know how to process it, so they just gotta go like trans, yes, good, even though she's wearing blackface.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't really know where to put their priorities because it's not based off of real philosophy or caring about anything, it's just based off of like. You have to
blind progressiveness.
Yeah.
The German chick had her skin permanently dyed. Like she has like injections for her skin to be black.
Just tan. Well, they're German. Can they tan?
I don't know. We know they can cook.
Not themselves.
This is what we get to watch over the next. If you didn't spend the last year doing it, and again, not just watching the left fall all
Do
over itself.
Do you think she took out credit cards on purpose to ruin her own credit?
This is the German chick.
Dude, you should see her husband. Her husband looks like he likes jazz and black, fat-titted women.
It looks like they just spray-painted her.
And I'm not trying to be offended. That looks like a Halloween costume.
That's permanent.
That looks like an offensive Halloween costume.
It's accepted now.
That's permanent.
You weren't trying to be offensive when you said husband. Go out on a limb right to him.
He's wearing a dashiki.
I literally bought that shirt in Jamaica. I shit you not. You can pull it up on my fucking Instagram. I own that exact shirt. me, Ralph, and Bobby all wore dashikis the last day in Jamaica.
Somebody Photoshop Lewis's face on that guy's face next to my that body's insane almost, woman.
I'm pretty close to it right now, Jesus.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Yeah, they traveled to Africa to learn African culture so she can, truly identify. She's not appropriating. I give it to her. She's, winning.
But see, if you identify as that,
shouldn't she know? Did he cut her clit off with a rock?
She, eats rice with her hand. Dude, she's crushing it.
She's a pig. Shouldn't she know this already if she identifies? And obviously I'm wrong, but I would think it's like some inherent thing where she's like, well, identify as African or black or whatever the fuck that crazy woman is saying, because it's, you know, like when you're reincarnated and you remember who you were in a different life. That I know I'm wrong, but that's what I would think if you genuinely want me to believe that you identify, not that you're just like, oh, I wish I were black or I wish I was.
Is there anything on being transracial, that's from a serious publication yet? That's coming. It's coming down the pipeline. No?
I'm checking.
I think transracial is the only one that should be accepted. I'm good with it. You want to be a different race? Go ahead and fucking be a different race.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one.
You said it perfectly. Really,
sure, I don't want to sit behind her at the movies.
But that's the other thing that's going, that's another thing.
No, do not go in there.
Why comedy is better than ever. Because when you're at a comedy club, all the shit that's going on out there on, all the fucking news channels that they're trying to get us to hate each other goes away.
Yeah.
Person with a mask will sit next to someone without a mask. Eight different races you get to make fun of, and no one gets offended except extremely white people, as we were talking. It's one of the last safest places.
But that's also, I'd say we got another decade on that. We have a decade where the average person going into a comedy club is going to laugh at you making fun of people's race. I think in a decade, it's over. That is over.
I think we will have
trained people. And the next generation people and the people that are at comedy clubs, we will train them to cringe at it. We will train them to, no matter how funny it is, they hear the buzzwords. And I think we're just training society. And it's going to be, I think podcasting is sort of the last free thing. And they're going to eventually go after that as well. They're going to eventually go after iTunes and YouTube. And they already have. We bleep out the N-word and just anytime Sydney talks.
I said it 17 times. You just edited it out. I said it all 17 times.
No, but for YouTube and for iTunes, we bleep out we bleep out all the words that you can get banned for hate speech, where we bleep them out, because they are making a concerted effort and they're now using algorithms and they're using the computer to just pull it. It's not even like it has to be a person that reports it anymore. If you say certain words, they're going to flag you, and that's coming down the pipeline major way.
Mm. Yeah. I'm retraining my kid. I'm not even bullshitting. I always remind my son that the fact that he has a black dad and white skin is hilarious.
Yeah.
Never forget that. If people are making fun of you for that, don't get upset.
Remember there was a whole bit in Something About Mary? It's so funny how time has changed. But the first big joke of the movie was Ben Stiller shows up at Mary's house to take her to prom, and a black guy answers the door. Yeah. And it's just that's wild comedy that there'd be a black guy and a white woman in a nice neighborhood.
It's still funny when I watch it.
By the way, the second joke is that her brother's retarded.
No, but that's what's fucking great as well. It's literally a non-retarded guy playing a retarded person where if you touch his ears, he freaks out. It's so inappropriate that whole
I thought he
movie...
was actually retarded in that movie. I thought they actually hired people that were mentally handicapped.
Of the Johnny Knoxville movie.
Yeah, The Ringer.
The Ringer.
So good.
Yeah.
Best line in that movie. When the fuck did we get ice cream? Such a great line.
The whole we grew up on these movies, and I was saying this a lot on the Gas Digital trip, that we live our life like it's the 90s. I'm stuck in 97. And I'm not I just haven't really moved forward in terms of the way I think, the way I like comedy. Just sort of it's just I'm sort of there, and I don't want to be a fucking 2022.
I never want to not laugh when I think Frank the Beans.
Yes, that's hilarious, dude.
Frank under the beans.
Now I also understand why mainstream media isn't doing that today. I understand and I accept it, right? But I still fucking laugh when I see that. I laugh my fucking ass off at it. And I think that there's a place for that type of comedy still. It has to be sort of sectioned off. And this is what we do with things like Compound Media and Gas Digital. We're just living in the 90s, baby.
Yeah.
We're living in the 90s.
97 is a great year,
A great year. And
hilarious.
We're not hateful. There's nothing wrong. It's we're just, this is what we like. And why do I have to, quote unquote, grow? Why can't my sense of humor just be my sense of humor? Why can't I like what I like? I do the type of comedy that I like. And there's obviously a lot of people that also like this type of comedy. So fucking leave us alone. I want to final thing I want to say is Shannon and Natalie. How did you guys like the Jamaica trip, ladies?
I love that.
I had a great time. I will say, Vacation Lewis is a very different Lewis.
No. How so? How many people did he fight?
Nobody. I never saw him lose his temper ever. Aww. The whole time. And he actually, there was, because every morning it was usually me, Ralph, and Lewis that were the first ones up and like outside. And so there was one morning where Lewis was like, oh, do you want like a girly drink? And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then he got up and got it. And I was like, oh my God, he actually, he got up and got me a drink. It was just a very different.
I wouldn't get you a drink. Are you crazy, Shannon? I'm trying to fuck you.
Yeah, but you didn't save my life.
I didn't say it. So Shannon almost died, which was fucking hilarious.
And no one saved me.
Why? Drown? So
we went cliff diving at a place called the Blue Hole. And Shannon, it took her like 20 minutes to jump off the smallest cliff. And she was really freaking out. She was really afraid. And we're like, Shannon, it's nothing. Like, just relax. We didn't realize why she was afraid. Turns out Shannon can't swim. She's not a good swimmer. She can swim, but not well.
Not with shoes on.
Saline doesn't float.
I can't, not with shoes. The shoes counteract.
You said that on Legion of Skanks, her tits are made of concrete, so she just sunk straight to the bottom. Like.
That video is hilarious. Like, she's just standing there shivering, and then people are like flipping.
Yeah, Paco did a flip over her head.
Yeah.
By the way, with my encouragement, I was like, Paco, do a flip over her head. It'd be hilarious. And he just did. Nice. And then she finally jumped in, and then she jumped in, and then we're like, yeah. And she came up, and she was doggy paddling in one place, and we saw her head go under once, and we're like, what's going on? And she goes, please, someone help me. Boop, and she went under again. And then we all just kind of froze. And we're like, oh, shit, I think Shannon's dying. Like, we had full conversation about it. And then the two Jamaicans that we were paying to be our tour guides jumped in, and they saved her.
And there was a lot of bragging about how Brian and Dylan used to be lifeguards and all of this, and no one jumped to action. I would have just died if it wasn't for the Jamaicans.
No, we would have saved you. Actually, to be honest with you, is it just one inhale of water that will kill you? Because you could have died easily.
I was 2 seconds away from that.
From inhaling water. Like, you were going to be just going under and going.
Yes.
Those Jamaicans thought you discarded your white woman. They're like, oh, shit, free white woman.
Hey, man. Don't just throw her out. That's a perfectly good white woman.
Yeah. She's a little old, but she's still good. She's still good.
Find us keepers, man.
You can't just throw her into the quarry.
Couple new tits and a haircut. Good as new.
So yeah, you almost died. That was fun. What was your favorite part of the trip, Natalie?
Honestly, my only regret is not doing a flip off of that second ledge.
Oh, off of
the second one was way cooler than the first one.
The second one was awesome, but the second one was so dangerous to get to.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was kind of my favorite part.
Natalie really opened up. She was fucking having a blast.
I feel like people who work here learned a lot about me this week.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we all had sex with her. It was actually nice. Pretty fucking wild. We held her down. We splayed her.
Splayed. Nice.
Now two Jamaican guys came and saved her.
It's the 90s.
Do you guys see any big Jamaican dicks down there?
No dicks, right? We could. By the way, our beach was private enough that we could have gone skinny dipping, but the only one that wanted to do that was Paco. Paco is a genuine rapist through and through. Nice. He just wants people to see his body against their will. It is.
I couldn't. You can't justify skinny dipping with the ratio that you guys had. 3 girls and 11 guys.
It would have been hilarious if we all went skinny dipping.
It's funny.
It would have been really funny, the amount of fat body little dicks we would have skinny dipping.
Little dicks are funny.
They're hilarious. They're the best. But it was legitimately a really rewarding experience to share that with people that, you know, you guys are my friends. It was different than I had ever done that before, right? So I do it with my family, and I've done it with girls before, but I never did it with a big group of friends who were just throwing a football and a frisbee around and just drinking and smoking weed. And it was actually, I mean, just so fun and so rewarding.
Where did you go, Jamaica?
We went to Jamaica.
Your go-to drink? Because when I used to, I don't do them, but when I used to go to resorts, like, beer didn't stay cold long enough. Frozen drinks got watered down. I never knew what to drink.
So we stay at a villa. So we have like just two houses on the beach, and we have cooks, and they take care of all the meals and stuff. So we just made mixed drinks and beer the whole time. We drinking rum. I was just drinking straight rum. That's what by day two. I'm like, I'm sick of the like the sugary drinks. So by day two, I'm just having good sipping rum.
I would go right to whiskey because it's like
in the heat. Whiskey doesn't like.
Well, you're wrong.
It doesn't sit well sometimes.
For me, in the
never doesn't sit well.
When I'm in the heat, I don't want to sip on whiskey for some reason. I never want to. Even vodka, I don't really like. Everyone's doing vodka drinks. Tequila and rum in the sun.
Not rum.
Or where it's at.
I get heartburn from rum now. I don't know why.
Yeah, but it was really a blast. Shannon, what was your favorite part of the trip? Me being nice finally?
Not dying. Was that your favorite part? Yes. Surviving?
Living was good.
Surviving was great.
Yeah, I mean, just everybody getting along overall. I really did like the hiking up the waterfall.
Yeah.
Because I didn't almost die at all during that one.
So, Bobby did. Bobby Hutch smashed his head and passed out literally into the water where people had to save his life. Yeah,
there were three main injuries. It was me almost drowning, Bobby almost getting a concussion, and then on the last morning, Tom got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah. Oh, no, and then my finger that Tom...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Tom dripped hot oil, hot wax, like weed wax, like from the electric dab rig directly on my finger. It bubbled up like a huge blister.
Did you pop it?
I popped it by accident. I was putting my shoe on, and I put my finger in the back of the shoe, and it just went... And I was like, oh, right as I was getting off the plane, right as we were leaving.
Gross.
So yeah, we will do that hopefully every year. Hopefully every year we can rent a few houses on the beach and yeah, this is the crew. Look at my dashiki.
Oh, that sick. Is your dashiki.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. 16 of us went.
There's multiple dashikis in that picture.
Yeah, me, Bobby, and the last night we did a talent show with all of the staff. And you would think that this would be the cringiest, worst thing in the world. Dude, it was so much fun. And, like, we judged it like American Idol, and me, Bobby, and Ralph. And, dude, they just fucking came out and everyone killed it. It was so funny. Shannon's talent was, it was Tom spinning a tray while Shannon balanced glasses on her boobs. It is fucking retarded. It is the stupidest, funniest thing you'll ever see.
Was Natalie's talent devil sticks?
Natalie,
I can see her being sick with devil sticks.
Natalie's
talent. No, my talent was making the right connections.
No, she just
throughout
ate
the trip.
She just ate a taco with her tongue.
Oh, that's good.
It's true. She did. No, she was part of Paco won the talent show. Well, you know, a little bit of a spoiler alert for the next Gas Journal. Mm. But Paco won, and Natalie was his magical assistant.
Uh oh.
They did Diet Coke magic.
Dyke Coke magic?
Diet Coke magic. By the way, our buzzer, I just realized, sounds like the first note in the spy music. You know, like dun,
the reveal.
Dun, during the reveal.
Dun.
Yeah. Yeah, play that, and then play our buzzer, and then we're going to go. That was crazy. Did you hear that? I thought that she was going to play spy music. I thought there was a new bit that they were premiering on the show.
Was it Her Majesty's Secret Service?
You mean the
Secret
Mission Impossible theme?
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Is that...
But
is, that...
A, is it a violin? Like, it makes a sound in the very beginning? It's the exact tone of our buzzer. Yes, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like our buzzer.
Mission Impossible.
Yes. Does that sound like her buzzer?
Yeah, no, it does.
Did indeed. Did indeed.
I'm dumb. I am dumb. I'll admit that. Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. We're out. We will be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.